is electrified, the game free. It's, you know, so good to have been on it, you know. I mean, you know, I'm maybe trying to make something out of what I shouldn't be making out of it. But I'm glad that I was part of it. You know, we were stopping and collecting people on our ways, off building sites. People were walking off. And there again, it was an experience. You had to be there. You was alive inside you, you know. It's terrific. There was certain people there, Fred, that I personally think, well, there might have been policemen or whoever they were, came there specifically when we got to outside Pentonville to upset that march. Now, that march had gone peaceful until it got outside the gates of Pentonville.
And then what?
And then eruption blew up. In fact, I got a smack on the nose, and there was another brother there with me named Billy Christopher. He got punched, and I don't know why it started.
This was punched by the police, you mean?
No, this was punched. There were skirmishes going. We was trying to stop the skirmishes. There was police fighting ordinary people, and we didn't know what it was all about. And actually, personally, I don't know today. And then all hell did break loose there, Fred. But it was purposely done for, I think so, because why had the march gone so beautiful up until this day? Up until this time, rather, when all hell broke loose outside. As I said, it was so ridiculous. But it seemed that it was organised. Personally, I say it was organised to start a disruption.
It was fairly soon contained, I mean.
Oh, yeah, yes, yeah. You say, but it was still a pity that something like this had to happen. So it seemed to me, as you look at it, but it seemed as though it was organised.
Possibly a police provocation, you think, or possibly?
Yes, it could have. You know, you can't rule this out. You cannot rule this out.